Hey guys, welcome back. This is the Captain's Log. Today's Friday. Anna, I can't drink this in the car. What are you doing?
What?
I know wine Anna's our guest today, but what are you doing? I can't take this.
What are you talking about?
No, like, I can't drink that today.
You know, I know that you're a captain, right?
Yes.
So I'm supposed to bring a rum with me. But I am all about wine, so that's why I'm having all those bottles. And I guess because of this decent amount of alcohol, you will not throw me overboard.
No, I'm not. I'll keep you on the ship today.
It's kind of on the captain's log. It's kind of deep down there.
What do you got?
So I got with me today Chardonnay.
Okay.
And the reason why is because this is one of the most popular white wines in the world, Chardonnay.
Wow.
And this one is from Australia. We call it Big Ripper. And you know, it's still like a lunchtime, right?
It's 12:45 Eastern Standard Time on the Captain's Log.
Yeah, it's time for lunch. So if you are getting ready to order something,
yes,
a glass of Chardonnay, a perfect pairing for it. It's gonna be like a salad, like chicken salad. My favorite.
Don't
is
eat something
curry with chicken salad.
Curry? Curry's gonna make my breath smell bad, so we can't kiss in the middle when we toast. Do we toast and then we? I thought that's what we were doing.
We're gonna drink. Nobody so said anything about kissing.
Anna has explained to me. I know that it's a wine club,
yes.
And I know you're one of the local regional reps here in Florida. But it was started here, right?
It is. It started local. It's the corporate office is in Fort Myers.
Okay.
The name of it is Direct Sellers, Direct Sellers Wine Club.
And how do they find us? DirectSellers.com?
Yeah, you can actually just connect with me. I'm going to share with you all the information.
Okay, in the comments we'll post it where you can meet Anna and connect with her. But don't steal my girl.
And I got one more. I got one more before I'm going to put it back.
Okay.
If you don't want to drink it with me now.
Well, I can't.
It's such a big disappointment.
I'm a lightweight. How many glasses do you drink? How many can you have?
Come on, like a whole bottle. Probably.
No.
Really? At the evening?
Yeah.
This is like 4 glasses of wine.
I would be naked.
Naked?
Yeah,
this
completely.
Is good to know.
Completely naked. So, like 2 glasses and I'm definitely.
But you're a captain. Come on.
I'm a captain, but I'm a lightweight.
How much rum you can drink?
I don't drink, if anything, I'll drink a little tequila or a little vodka.
Tequila.
Maybe wine sometimes. Now,
maybe wine sometimes.
Now, what about like someone like me where I think I'm allergic to everything?
Yes.
So in the wine are, what is it that I'm allergic to? Not the phosphates. Is it phosphates?
Yes, there's a lot of things that you can be allergic to.
The preservatives and the phosphates, right? Wow, look at this. Accident. This guy was not driving the captain's log. He's driving somewhere, but he needs to go.
Wow.
Accident.
People
we drove by.
Paying attention.
So how do I avoid those? Because for me, I feel like the second I drink wine, most of them, I'm already getting stuffed up and I start sneezing and it's not good on a day. It's not a good look when I'm sneezing.
You know, the bad thing about it is they will not put any information what is inside of the wine on a bottle. So.
But what about your wine club? Do you guys explain it?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We are not only about wine. We share knowledge about wine. And there's always a few sommeliers on board that you can actually call, text, email them, and find out if this wine is good for you, what you could do about it, you know?
Right.
And if this is the right thing, the right choice for you. So because there's like a lot of things that we don't know about the wine when we are just looking at it.
Correct.
And they can help you with it. We share a lot of information about it.
So do you have wines from all over the world?
Yes. That's why we are not boring, you know, because like there's like a lot of vineyards that are having.
I would never say
cups.
You're boring. I'd never say no.
Oh, thank you.
Not with those eyes. Never say boring. Okay, go.
You know, we got like 2,000 vineyards all over the world, and we are still exploring new ones. So every month you are getting something new. You know?
Yeah, and they're shipped to me. Like if I sign up.
Yeah, if you're
how does
lazy,
it work?
I go on. You go to the store. Yeah. You just get it. You just sign up online. You can do it for me, and then we just ship wine every month to your house.
Do I have certain packages? Like, okay, I want to be like all Italian wines, or is it just
no,
the wines of the month?
the choice that you can make is, do you want only reds, only whites, or both? You know, that's the choice that you are making.
Okay.
But the rest of it is us. We got like top people who are choosing the wine. So I never heard about somebody saying, I didn't enjoy the wine that you guys
have. They like them all.
They like them all.
Do you go by like the points, like how many points it has, and is that important?
It is important. Everything is important if you are tasting a wine and you just want to make sure that you got a good one, you know.
What if I join the club and I say, look, I want to be like the highest tier. Do you have like a different tier where someone could be like, they only get, you know, a couple $100 bottles of wine? Or do you have everything?
We got everything.
I want the $3 bottle of wine. Do you have that option?
If you are a VIP customer, you get a lot of discounts to buy like a wines by cases.
So is that big during the holidays?
Deal. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
People probably do that.
Yeah, and like many times we just, you know, we ship like 2 or 4 bottles of wine every month to our members, and they like it so much, they just order it more and more and more because they enjoy it.
Absolutely. So yeah. When they get the membership, they know that like on the first of the month, there's going to have 2 or 3 bottles at their door?
Yeah, they got to get either 2 or 4 bottles of wine.
I better get the bonus pack. If you're drinking a bottle of wine, I better get extra. Because geez.
Yeah, that's good.
How many glasses of wine does it take before you kiss the guy on a date?
What a question!
Well, I gotta ask you these questions. I gotta know how many bottles, how many to purchase.
You know,
how big of a membership do I need?
Depends. It depends which date it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy
I'm
gets
Polish.
A kiss.
I'm Polish. We don't kiss on the first date.
Oh, so. You don't kiss on the first date?
No.
So you have to be on the captain's log how many times before we get a kiss? This is unbelievable, guys. She's trying to ride every day in here.
Oh, my gosh. Are you asking me for a date?
No, I didn't ask. I just said that I just wanted to know. For somebody may, you know, it's for everybody else asking. Everybody else is asking.
Everybody
I'm asking
else is
for
asking.
A friend. Yes, I'm asking for a friend.
I don't know. Probably like 3 glasses of wine.
3 glasses of wine.
Yes.
I would be out. I'd be out.
Maybe that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Wait a little bit more. Wait a little bit more.
Yeah, I have to have a heavy hand on your pour. I'd be like, here you go, Anna. Oh, this is delicious. You take extra.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
That's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, I'm still holding it.
And what is it? Actually, that's a Malbec.
No, that's a Malbec. Malbec is originally coming from, it's native to France, okay?
Uh-huh.
But this one is from Argentina.
Yeah, that's hot right now, the Argentina.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And especially there's a region in Argentina, they call it Mendoza. Mm. And they are coming like very popular about red wines, especially Malbec. This is a very good wine, but still a young wine. So for all of you, just please remember to consider decanting it before you're going to drink it.
Oh, I thought you meant only young people drink it. No.
No.
Okay, so listen, we have to decanter it. Hey, Scott, what's happening? So if we're decantering it, I get it. You have to let it breathe, right?
Yeah, you get, yeah.
Okay.
And a young red wines, they need to be decanted for at least an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Like, if I have my fans out there, and they might think that wine is like, you know, they don't know what to buy, don't know if they're buying the right thing, if it's gonna be good, if they're gonna enjoy it. Everyone's kind of like, you know, has their drink. You hear Tito's vodka and all the things that like the young kids try to drink. What's some good young wines? In case I have some chicks over, I gotta have the right wine, right?
This is the right one.
Get the Malbec.
Get the Malbec.
Yeah?
Just to remember to open it, just so, you know.
Let it breathe.
Let it breathe first.
But I have to open it in front of the guests because otherwise they might think, oh my God, this guy's terrible. He's giving me an old bottle of wine.
Oh, come on. So those are the people who don't know anything about wine.
Oh,
because if you are a good host,
yes,
you are opening the red bottle, you know, the red wine before people are coming.
And letting it breathe.
Yes.
And that's
very important. You know, like, tell me something. Like, how many times it happened to you that you, they pour a glass of red wine for you and you're trying to smell it and you, the only thing that you are smelling in it is alcohol.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You want that to breathe first, right?
Yeah. So, if you are a good host and if you want your guests to think that you are putting on a table a good bottle of wine,
right,
it needs to breathe first.
Definitely has to breathe first. I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. And when I do have a guest over, should I serve some cheese and crackers? Or what should I do? Like, tell me.
Of course. Like, of course you always need to have something. The best options are cheese and grapes. And like with Malbec, if you are getting ready.
I love a nice charcuterie plate. I got to do a big fancy one every time.
Awesome.
Is that good?
Yeah, it is very
with the
good.
Malbec?
Yeah, Malbec. Cabernet Sauvignon is good with it too. So there's a lot of wines that, you know, that you can actually pair it with. But like for Malbec, if you're getting ready for dinner tonight.
Yes.
I will say grilled tenderloins. Do you like grilled tenderloins?
I do enjoy that. But now what about the glass? The glass is very important, right?
Of course it is.
The type of glass
The shape of the glass, it's very important.
What kind of glass am I going to serve this in?
There's so many types. You need to get into the wine club to find out
about
it.
Yeah, I have to get all the information
because
I don't know.
No.
All right,
I know a little. I should bring all those glasses with me.
You should. You already brought enough wine.
Yeah.
I have to thank you for leaving all these lovely bottles of wine with me for tonight. That's so nice of her.
A lot of to drink. Do you know from where the word toast, making a toast is coming?
No. What? No. Tell me.
It's like it's still about.
So like if we're gonna have like a. We're going to cheers or toast.
Yeah,
yes,
toast.
Yes,
the
tell
word
me.
Toast.
No, well, tell me.
It's really, it's coming from like Asian Romans. You know, like they were always jealous about Greek wines because they were way better back then. Way better.
Oh, the Greek gods.
Yeah, the Greek gods. They were enjoying wines and their wines were much better than Romans' wines. So what they were doing, they were putting a toasted bread inside of the glass full of wine, right? And the charcoal in a toasted bread was actually killing acidity in it.
I see that.
So this way it was just better, it was tasting better. So the toasted bread inside of the glass of wine, and this is how they came out with a toast.
I like that. Word. That's how the word toast was created.
Yeah. And then the other thing is...
Guys, I teach you everything here on the Captain's Log. It's so good of you to tune in. You didn't know that. You didn't know what the word toast was.
Yeah.
What's your favorite toast? I want to hear. Do you have a special one you use? Give me a good one.
No.
I have one that I like. I don't always use it.
Okay.
It's a little dirty. Is it okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay, so here's to your honor. Once your honor, stay honor. Did you ever hear that one?
No.
I like that one. Someone told me that one is cute, right?
Yes,
I think that's funny. That's not one I use often, but if in the right situation, you can say it. It's funny, right? It always gets a laugh.
Oh, my God.
I like that one.
And do you know why they are raising a toast?
No, tell me why. Guys, you can steal that, though. That's dropped a little knowledge on the Captain's Log. You
John,
can steal
hi,
that.
Eva.
Eva, Nancy, John, Lori Funk. What's happening?
Everybody.
All right, so tell me what you were saying.
So as well, it was Romans, and the why we are raising glasses, it was because they were always afraid that the wine is like having some poison in it.
Okay.
So they were raising glasses, so first the guest will taste the wine before the host.
That's what I should do. That's what I should do. When we go out, I give you all the wine first. Not only do I make sure you don't die from the wine I give you, but you're drinking more than me, so that's good. That's good. You have to test it. Here you go. And I pour a little extra. And like, how's it taste? And I keep making you taste it. That way, you know, I can't keep up. John Bates, what's happening?
That was awesome, yeah.
No, we're having fun, guys. We're in Naples, Florida. We're driving down the road. I'm learning about the wine club that Anna is one of the representatives for. Right here in Fort Myers, it was started, right?
Yes.
How many members do you have in the club?
Oh, right now it's around 50,000 members in the
US. That's amazing.
Yes.
50,000 members in just a short period of time. 2 years?
It's less than 2. Yeah, it's something
around
2 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right now.
Growth is huge. I mean, what's the key to the growth?
It's just the wines that we have.
It's just a lot of
and
drunk
the knowledge
people.
That we share. Le Langos, yes. You know, like, come on. It's like 74% of people around the world are drinking wine.
Right.
So it was just a smart thing to do, to create a wine club like that.
Yeah.
But not the one that it's boring. The one that is actually interesting and is just sharing because some knowledge.
Have, exactly.
With
because
sharing
you have the sommeliers on hand. Because you reach out to your guests. Do you guys do events here in town as well with the club?
Oh, I do a lot of events, like private events for people and big ones that I am creating by myself.
What's up, guys? Kevin, Kelly, hey. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to drive and talk and listen to the all the amazing knowledge I'm learning about wine here. Okay, so you do events in town here?
Yes. Yes. Okay. A lot of them,
and
actually.
Guys, if you want to join the wine club, we're going to, in the comments, post all the details, how to sign up, where to find Anna. Anna will be able to
share all the
She's online all the time, and she does great videos, too. You can always follow her as well. But we'll have, I have you tagged in the post, so they should know that already.
Yeah.
But we'll also have the details for the wine club, because it's really important that the people know. That way, everyone just doesn't DM me all day and all night, because that's what they do. I have to become their personal concierge.
But, I'm going to share my business page in a comment, so they will find out everything about it. And you can guys always connect with me.
And you're coming tonight to Off the Hook, right?
Of course. You're all invited. All my friends, come on. You don't want to stay at the house and watch Netflix.
Right. There's no Netflix and chilling with this one right here. She's going to be partying tonight at Off the Hook. That's cool. That's a good time. So tell me then, prior to doing the wine business, what were you doing before that? Real estate, you said? Or
No. I had a transportation company.
Oh, transportation.
Yeah. And I was doing it for 10 years.
Okay.
And in a way, it was the same because I was working in front of my laptop, like at the house, like 10 hours a day. And
arranging rides and pickups and things? Okay.
Yes, I was like a dispatch in my own
So I
company.
Did that. I did
you
that
did
for 10
too.
Years because I had boats.
Oh,
so
okay.
Basically, I was dispatching boats. They just took off and came back to the same place, but you still have to arrange the pickups and the customers and all that. So I know that very well.
Oh, okay.
So it's nonstop. Like, and people call and...
And listen, I moved to Naples like 5 years ago, and because of my work...
It took
I
you
didn't...
5 years to meet me?
Oh,
5 years, and she's just finding me now. Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Five years? So you moved there 5 years ago.
Yes.
Was there a lucky guy?
Yeah, it was still my husband back then.
Okay.
I'm divorced.
Oh, well,
his
luck ran out.
Yeah. But no, but the thing is, you're working at the house in front of your laptop, and you're making no connections, you know? So I was feeling like really lonely here.
Sure.
You know, no people around me and just a few neighbors And I had a big problem because of that. And then I met a person, one of the owners of our wine club.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is for me, you
right.
know,
it's
like meeting people, enjoying glass of wine. I love wine. I am all about it. So I really get into it, and I just love what I do. And I guess like people, when they are coming to our events, what is different about it and what I really like, that we are actually putting down our phones, you know, and just having those face-to-face conversation.
I would fail miserably at that event. I would have a really bad event. I'd be a really bad host then.
Oh, come on. Like, even our kids right now, they're communicating through Games, Messenger, Skype.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
Why? I don't agree with you.
Why? We're,
this is the first time our date is going south right now.
But
it's
they are
not going
well. Outside to play outside and talk to each other.
But what if the kid sat down and wrote a beautiful letter to his girlfriend or his best friend? Wouldn't that be so cute?
It will be cute.
Why?
But then they are...
What
meeting.
If he sends a text message? Today, 70 years ago, he etched it in stone, right?
Yeah.
Today, then he wrote a letter. Then he typed it. Then he used the computer. Now, because he's sending a text message, he's doing it bad?
I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm saying that it's not supposed to overtake the rest of it. Like, us talking
what if
together
we're not...
right now. Is it better than us talking on a phone, actually?
Yes, I can't kiss you
can
on the phone.
You.
I can kiss you face to face. It's
I
much
can
easier.
I see your reactions and everything. That's way better, I guess. So they need to know about it.
Well, I agree with you. On that side of it, I do agree that they have to be able to communicate firsthand. But they also have a quicker connection to anybody who they do talk to, so they're not as lonely. Like, what if you just ran out and you were playing kickball in the yard by yourself because you couldn't get a hold of your friends? Now, you just pick up your phone and you could FaceTime them and hang out with them anytime. So you have friends and you have people and they're very social. I don't think it makes you unsocial.
Oh, really? Do you think that they are social? But then when you will take them to the crowd of people, they suddenly don't know what to do and what to say.
That is true. I will agree with you on that point.
They're going to go through games, talk with 100 people.
I see.
They will be like, blah, 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 blah. And then you're taking them outside and suddenly...
I see the same thing with social media adults that are very popular online, or we follow each other, whatever. Yeah. Just a few weeks ago, I was somewhere, and I know that this woman follows me and likes my posts and comments, and I follow her and I comment. She didn't say anything. So then I was like, I can't say anything to her, because then she's going to be like, oh my God, this is weird. So I didn't say anything. So I chickened out.
You see?
Yeah. But social media. But we're very social on social media together. So I don't think it's that bad.
That's what I am changing. That's why I am creating those events. So
that's
people
true.
Can
That's
come
why you drink a whole
talk.
Bottle of wine. So yes! Then you're very fun and exciting.
Yes.
Nobody wants a boring host.
You are not stressed out anymore. You're relaxing. And then they are more open to have a conversation with everybody in the room.
I agree. I do agree.
That's why I love what I am doing.
Well, guys, Anna loves what she's doing. I love talking to her. I don't think I got a date today, but it's still another fun captain's log. We're working on
you
it.
You don't want to date a single mom.
Why? I have two. I'm a single dad.
At least if you don't know the secret, you know a secret.
What's the secret? Guys, tune in. What's the secret?
You know the secret, don't you?
No.
About single moms, then dating single moms.
No, what's the secret?
Oh, like, come on. We are the best to date.
I agree.
We are the best to date with. And the reason why is, and I think that moms will hate me now probably because I mean me saying it, but I'm like, we are so busy that when things are going wrong, in a wrong direction.
Yeah.
We got shit to do.
That's right.
We're not going to burn your cars, chase you on the streets.
That's right. Stalk us because you got to take care of the kids.
No, I need to take care of the kids.
I think that's very true. Yeah, I think that's very true.
I think that
I will agree with
moms,
you.
Single moms, like, we are the best to date. There's no better than that. You know, like, women, girls, they're focusing on them, right? We are more focused on our children, so it's just
And your partner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Maturing them.
Yes. Are you making me chicken soup tonight? Because I had a little day surgery today. Why?
Oh, I shouldn't do it before.
Yeah. No, well, we have
Polish,
time. It's early.
Polish
it's 12.
Chicken noodles,
it's only so. 1 o'clock. I mean, we have, like, my bedtime's like 1 a.m., so we're good.
I'll need, like, 4 hours to do it.
Yeah. We have plenty of time. I don't think I'm getting chicken soup either, guys. Damn it. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. It's the Captain's Log. You can download every episode anywhere you get your podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever it is. The Captain's on there, and Anna's going to be with me. At least for today. And maybe we'll have you back again. I think it was fun. I want to learn more stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you going to come back?
Of course.
That didn't sound too promising, guys.